Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Today he is addressing our doubts and fears. Your true nature, as one with God, is about to envelop you and fill you with joy and wonder. It is now impossible for almost any of you to be unaware that there is a great and much needed awakening unfolding. Signs and indications are appearing all across the world that enormous and totally beneficial changes are occurring everywhere as love intensifies and strengthens the divine and eternal embrace in which she holds every one of you, all planetary life, and the planet herself, Gaia. This process has been ongoing for eons as you experience time, although it has been but a moment since it started, and its timeline, versus the numbers of the human population moving towards awakening, which has for all that time been rising in only a very gentle gradient above the horizontal axis, has most suddenly become almost vertical. You are all doing wonderful work in bringing it to fulfillment, and for this you are most highly honored, because without each and every one of you so graciously and magnificently delivering on the promises you made prior to incarnating, it would not yet be almost upon you, as indeed it most certainly is. I repeat, your collective human awakening into fully conscious awareness of your true nature as one with God is about to envelop you and fill you with joy and wonder. You have seemingly been waiting for this divine moment for eons, but when it occurs, you will instantly realize that you have only been temporarily in a state of unconsciousness, a state of apparent unreality that has for eons seemed to you to be the only reality. Your nature, as you have so often been reminded, is love, oneness or union with Mother, Father, God. This has been your nature since the moment of your creation as a beloved child of God, but as beings in temporary human form, apparently alone, individual, and separate from one another, this knowing is hidden from you by the veil of amnesia that enveloped you at the moment of your birth. Then the environment in which you found yourselves growing from infancy to adulthood thickened that veil, and you, for the most part, chose to see and experience your environment as only a physical and material one, where you, in your aloneness, had to take full responsibility for caring for yourselves individually, because no one else would or could. It is a very confusing state of mind in which you find yourselves, experiencing life as humans in form, as the sense of separation of one from another has induced intense fear, a seeming absence of love, and encouraged you to think defensively, to expect attack, and thus to be distrustful of others who might at any moment betray you. And what you fear and expect is what some of you often experience. Alternatively, as you choose to be honest with others, you will find that this leads others to be honest with you, and that that kind of interchange breeds communal trust and will thus demonstrate to you that fear is unnecessary. When you then find the courage to let go of fear, it will dissolve, and love will flood in to embrace you. Many of you found yourselves living in cultural environments that believe in a superior and non-physical authoritarian being who could observe your every thought, word, and deed, and to whom you owed obedience. A being that would judge you and punish you severely in the afterlife if you deviated from the required path of extreme reverence, devotion, and fealty required of you during your human lives. Others have chosen to believe that the material world in which you spend your human lives is the only reality, and that the death of your bodies is a terminal event. This belief confirms the sense of separation that all are experiencing and encourages them to live their lives in a manner that they believe serves them well, regardless of the effect that attitude may have on others. Neither of these life paths leads to peace and contentment, Instead, it drives people to an almost constant need to desperately seek for happiness outside themselves where it can never be found. Peace and happiness can only be found within, as saints and mystics have been telling you for eons. This is why it is absolutely essential that you spend quiet time alone daily, visiting your holy inner sanctuaries, and while there, inviting love to embrace, reassure, and comfort you so that you can deal lovingly with the issues with which your daily lives present you. Doing so brings to your awareness the confirmational realization that you are most definitely, in every moment, at one with God. You all need this daily confirmation to assist you to remain steadfast in your faith in her, because the daily dramas with which the various media shower you constantly tend to stir up any doubts to which you may still be inadvertently clinging about the reality of Mother Father God. Let them go, because they are a major distraction, and make it difficult for you to just be. Truly, you are most lovingly blessed and cared for in every moment, and that will never change. Your loving brother, Jesus.